Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hi, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, host of the new How Stuff Works Now podcast. Every week, I'll be bringing you three stories from our team about the weird and wondrous developments we've seen in science, technology, and culture. Fresh episodes will be out every Monday on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play Music, and everywhere else that fine podcasts are found.
Hey everybody, I imagine that you are curious, like I am, about the world, about how things work, right? That's probably why you're listening to this show and why I do the show. Well, I also want to share another show with you. It's called The Great Courses Plus. It's not a show as much as it's this huge library of engaging video lectures presented by award-winning professors and experts in their field. You can learn about whatever interests you on here. They've got specific topics like black holes or World War II, or you can just drill down and browse by category, find science, history, health, even travel and photography information. There's hundreds of fascinating courses on there with new ones that they're adding all the time. And you get unlimited access to all of them, and you can stream them from anywhere, anytime, on any device. The one I want to recommend to you today is called The Intelligent Brain. Sounds perfect for brain stuff, right? It is this really interesting look at research behind intelligence using brain imaging technology to explore the workings of human intelligence, learning how to make ourselves smarter. That sounds great to me. Sounds like it would fit in right here. So here's what we'd like for you to do. Sign up for the Great Courses Plus today, because get this, they are giving Brainstuff listeners a special offer. You get an entire month of unlimited access to all of their lectures for free. Start your free month today. Go to thegreatcoursesplus.com/ brain stuff. Remember, that is thegreatcoursesplus.com/brainstuff.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey everybody, this is Brain Stuff. I'm Christian Sager, and I just got back from a vacation. Here's the thing though, if I were going out of the country, let's say to sunny Bolivia, my whole trip would have hinged on one vital thing, my passport. But what is this thing exactly? Why do I need it to travel? Well, the first question has a pretty clear-cut answer. A passport is a document issued by a government that verifies your identity and gives you the right to travel under its protection. The word passport comes from passeport, a Middle French phrase from around the 1500s. However, the idea of a passport is positively ancient. You can find evidence of state-sponsored travel documents dating from as far back as 450 BCE. And since that time, these documents have existed in one form or another with varying degrees of success. Since about the 1980s, most passports have been regulated by a department of the United Nations called the International Civil Aviation Organization, or ICAO. So, why do you need one? Well, ultimately, it goes down to proof of nationality. For example, let's say I was caught up in a vast conspiracy and I had to travel to the Vatican. That happens, right? Anyhow, I'm flying into Italy and I have to present some sort of proof that I'm really coming from where I say I'm coming from. Otherwise, any old supervillain with a plausible Yankee accent could stroll off the runway pretending to be an American, right? So possessing a passport is like having your country of origin vouch for you, assuring other nations that you are, in fact, the person you say you are. Keep in mind, however, that possession of a valid passport alone does not guarantee your entrance. Countries allow visitors at their own discretion, which means that, in theory, they can refuse entry to pretty much anyone at any time. So, even if you have a valid passport, make sure to check the entry policies of the country you're visiting before you hop on that plane. And not everyone's happy with the passport system. In The Invention of the Passport, Professor John Torpy argues that it is inherently a monopoly of the state, meaning a private company like, say, How Stuff Works, couldn't just slap my mug in a little book and send me off to Japan. Religious organizations can't do this either. Not only do countries control the passport system, but the issuing country can revoke your passport at any time. And of course, not everyone has a passport either. In 2014, only about 46% of Americans had either a passport or the less comprehensive passport card. The 54% who don't have one overwhelmingly didn't get it because, well, they just didn't want the thing. However, people can end up without a passport for numerous reasons. Perhaps it's lost or stolen, in which case you'll need to contact your local consulate. In cases of war-torn countries, refugees may not have a passport. Some people are even considered stateless, meaning the country they live in does not consider them a citizen. The United Nations has special laws describing how to issue travel documents in these cases. So, there you have it. In theory, almost every single person on the globe needs a passport or some sort of official document to travel. This official document could be something for an individual, or it could be an agreement between specific countries. At one point or another, there's no other way to legally travel. Virtually everyone needs something like this. Ah, but did you notice how I just said almost every person and virtually everyone? That's right, ladies and gentlemen, there is one person in the world who can travel freely and legally without a passport or other documents. The Queen of England. True story, British passports are issued in the name of the Queen, therefore it's not necessary for her to have one. The rest of the family has to have a passport, though, even the princes, William and Harry.
Check out the Brainstuff channel on YouTube, and for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.